and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is still lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, or you lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept with the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. We started on the agenda. Do you have any apologies?
Yes, there is apologies from Councillors Andrews, McInnes and Murphy.
And do we have any declarations of interest? Nope. Excellent. Okay, so on to the first order of business is the action sheet of the Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 17th of December 2025. We're dealing with the section from December, so it's just pages 11 and pages 12. Can I get a proposer and a seconder? Proposed Councillor Rann and seconded. Councillor Freeman. Excellent. Okay, so items 4 to 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information and the public may by resolution, be excluded during those items of business. Can I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed Councillor Ryan. And a seconder. Seconder Councillor Riley, thank you. Okay, so do we need to wait a few minutes for you? Brilliant. So we're back in session now, in open session now. So whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 4, business case for fuel cards. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Riley, to approve the business case for the procurement of a contract to facilitate the use of the fuel cards across the entire district. Item number 5, business case for small EV van. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Young, seconded by Councillor Feenan, to approve the business case as outlined in Appendix 1 of the officer's report for the purchase of a small BEV van. Item number 6, facilities management contract. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Larkin, to note the content of the report and approve the contract modification as detailed in Section 2 of the officer's report. Item number 7, procurement of specialist services. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Young, to approve the procurement of specialist services for radiochemical analysis for Newry Morning Down District Council, facilitated by Fermanagh and Oma District Council for a 3-year period. And for noting, we had item number 8, ARC 21 Joint Committee Members Monthly Bulletin from the 29th of January 2026, and it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Rowan, to note the document. So that's us all up to date. The next and final item we have on the list is item number 9, refuse Christmas collections update. And that's you again, Sinead, it is? Oh, it's just for noting. Oh, perfect. So we'll do a proposer and seconder, and then if there's any questions, we can take those afterwards. Can you give a proposer, Councillor Larkin, seconded by Councillor Rann. Are there any questions or comments on the refuse Christmas collections update? Yeah, Councillor Riley.
I had sent a query in earlier to Sinead, and Sinead's answered it. But it's still this question of the stickers on the in the morning. I know that Councillor Michael Rice and Glenn Hanna had the same complaint at full council in January, that there was a lot of confusion. Now, I know you said do a lot of work to try and make people aware of their traditional collection date, alternative collection date, but there definitely was no stickers on the bins. My bins collected on a Friday and we didn't have any. As I said at the monthly meeting, I think we need to learn lessons and make sure that stickers are delivered, ordered a lot earlier next year, if that could be considered. But that's it. Sinead's given me a very detailed reply to my query, so happy to leave it at that.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Any other questions or comments? No? All right then. Go home. I don't know what to How do we finish it professionally? Drive safely.
Thank you.